Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Hey, Burke and I are here to welcome you back to part two.
Keep holding on. I'll keep I walked back.
A little Simply Red for your listening pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dulcet tones of Simply Red.
So, my wife just walked in and showed me our bank accounts at zero.
That's no bueno. I thought that was going in a different direction, but okay, yeah.
And I kind of licked her and went, quit buying a fucking $400,000 house.
Yep. It's great being a homeowner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, did you know that it was my daughter's birthday recently?
Yes, I sent her a message. What the hell is that?
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Sam and I have to play that when I'm there.
Find the one that we
She's looking for a special card.
For a specific one that. A bitch face competition between Sam and Gadriel. A butt thing. Devil's trap inside a pair of a hooker skeevies. Oh my God. These are raunchy as hell, and it's so funny.
I am so in love with that. We have to play that.
There was one. It's like.
Except we have to play that.
What's Dean's worst nightmare? It was something like, what's cats. Dean's worst nightmare? And
Cats.
No, something about getting a third degree burn on your dick from a pie that just came out of the oven.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Samantha Davis. Oh so, my goodness.
So, you remember me saying that I was pulled out of retirement to do a show?
Yes.
Yeah. I was supposed to do two shows.
Okay.
Apparently, they've hired somebody else to light the second show.
Is that bad?
For me, no.
Okay.
But it kind of tells you something about Main Stage Irving when they contact somebody and say, hey, we're hiring you for this show. And don't even contact you to tell you, oh, we've hired somebody else.
No, that's not. Oh, your wife came in and showed you a news article about somebody else lighting a show. That's nice.
And I mean, if you noticed, my reaction was good. I do not want to work with the books anyways. I'm a straight male. I don't care. I don't wish to get into drama anymore. Y'all can go fuck yourself.
The reason I don't do that no more.
There is a huge reason why Scott doesn't do theater.
Drama.
Because you're all fucking drama. Nuts, and I don't want to be a part of it. Thank you.
Anyway.
I think I just solidified the fact that I will never be hired again. Thankfully. Please do not fucking call me. Thank you. Toto, I'm still here for you.
There's a couple things. Toto, maybe Ted Nugent, Peter Gabriel, absolutely. Yes, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh my gosh. It just, to me, it's absurd. It's like, y'all beg me to come back. I don't need this. I don't want it. Have a good day.
Well, sir, shall we get back to the task at hand?
Sure. Who's up next?
Well, I've got more than you, so I will go next.
Sure.
This is one that I have been to. We're back in Cleveland, Ohio, and this is the Crawford Auto Aviation Museum, which is very close to the Natural History Museum. It's a few blocks away. It is part of the Western Reserve Historical Society's Cleveland History Center in University Circle. Its collection includes about 170 cars and other devices to make people travel.
Sure.
Founded by Frederick C. Crawford of TRW and opened in 1965. This collection includes such things as a P-51 Mustang, that the racing plane used in the Thompson Trophy races. The oldest car in their collection is a 1897 Panhard et Levasseur. Later acquisitions include the first production DeLorean from 1981 and a self-driving car named Dexter, which was Team Pace's entry in the DARPA Urban Challenge in 2007, in which it placed in the top 20. It is this nice, small, quaint museum, one of Hennedy's limousines is front and center. You go downstairs and there's these beautiful Model Ts, Model As, like these weird little tiny rectangular electric car. It's just a really nice museum to go to. It's local, it's close. It's just a really cool thing. Now we have a really cute auto museum down here in Canton also. And forgive me, I did not look that up. But the nice thing about the one in Canton is all the backgrounds, everything, it's all nostalgia. I mean, if you're looking at a car from the 20s, they're having gas station signs from the 20s, or they're having gas pumps from the 20s nearby it. So you kind of walk through and visit the different eras. And it is a really cute museum. It's hard to find because it's like hidden in downtown. It's like, what's the art guy who had his thing behind the
Warhol?
Armadillo? No, in Akron, behind the Armadillo. It was hard to find his
Don art Drum. Gallery.
Yes, Don Drum Gallery. It's hard to find that place because it looks like a driveway to a house, unless you know. If you know, you know, this kind of thing. So anyway, so yeah, Crawford Auto Aviation Museum is a really nice stop if you happen to have some time and you're up there. It's a great place to go.
Has he died yet?
I think so. I actually went to school with his daughters, one of his daughters, I think.
Let's see here. Don Drum. Still alive.
Oh, cool. I knew he had some health issues, though, but...
Fuck, I can't see through those glasses at all.
Either that or you're squinting.
Born in, I think it says 1985, but that's wrong.
No.
Might be 1935? I don't know. Son of
Don a Drum bitch. Sculptor. 1935. There you go. The three looks like it.
Oh, is. I have glasses on now.
There we go.
Warren, Don Ohio, Drum.
Degrees, yes. From Kent State, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he's a local Akron artist. And it's like every now and then you'll go past an on-ramp to an expressway and there'll be Don Drum murals,
yeah,
in the cement and everything. And if you're ever fortunate enough to go downtown in the heyday, when Quaker Oats hotel and everything was at Don Drum stuff in the cement everywhere you went. It's just really kind of cool stuff.
Well, where I fell in love with him was the Armadillo.
Oh gosh, yeah, they had the huge the front door. Yeah, the cast aluminum front door handles and all sorts of stuff.
The front of the building had a Don Drum armadillo basically built into it.
Yeah.
Coolest stuff ever. I always said that if I bought a house, I would contact him to have something made with an armadillo. Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Still, I met his daughter when I went to his museum because she was actually working the counter. Mm-hmm. Great woman. Anyways, on that note, I'm still festering over the fact that I was replaced.
Aww.
No, I'm not festering. I'm actually.
You're like, da, 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 I don't have to do that bullshit doing work there.
Thank you very much. So, All right. My next museum is Nauticus.
Never heard of it.
Guess where it is?
New Zealand?
No. Americas.
Okay. West Coast?
East Coast.
Okay. Virginia?
Yes.
Okay.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay. That makes sense.
This is actually the Maritime Museum in Norfolk, Virginia, that houses the USS Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Yes, you
What kind of ship is the Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is a battleship.
Ooh, cool. Okay.
That fought during World War II. It is still in pristine condition. Why is that? Because the United States military could recommission this ship.
It's a great way to make trainees learn how to take care of a ship.
Yeah.
Make that ship purdy. Okay.
Mike or Purdy, man. Purdy. Nauticus opened in April 7th, 2007. And the entire facility is a museum to all of the Navy's jobs that there are. There's actually an entire segment there for the job that I did in the Navy.
Which was?
I was in AMH, but I did mine countermeasures. So we blew up mines. It was a fabulous thing. Great job.
Blow that shit up.
They would never let me have explosives again. But no, it's great. It's a great museum. Go ahead and see. It's very interactive so that if you have young kids, they can learn about the maritime experience and kind of get a feel for what it's like to be in the Navy. Plus, you get to walk through a real battleship.
That's kind of cool.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
Next up, sir.
A museum I have been to. My mother was working at a mobile drug testing station, and she was living just outside of Philadelphia, and I went to visit her. And we went to downtown Philadelphia. So I got to stand outside of where the Liberty Bell is housed and does the cool. But we went to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the same place where Rocky runs up the steps and jumps up and down in the whole nine yards, that museum. So It is an art museum that was originally chartered in 1876 for the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia. The main building was completed in 1928 on Fairmont, a hill located in the northwest end of Benjamin Franklin Parkway, blah, blah, blah. It administers collections containing over 240,000 objects, including major holdings of Europe, America, and Asian origin. I remember going through this place, and it looked like they had the entire facade of a Mesopotamian temple, stone columns going up three stories or everything, housed indoors. It was really freaking cool. Various classes of artwork include sculptures, paintings, prints, drawings, photographs, armor, and decorative arts. But the buildings they recreated inside the building were really, really cool looking stuff. So that is one that I've been to and would go to again.
Ooh. I said I didn't have many left. I have three.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead.
Next up, the Perot Museum of Natural History and Science. Dallas, Texas.
I was thinking France, but okay.
A very interesting museum. The building is very modern. I don't know if you've heard of Ross Perot.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah,
ran for president and mm-hmm. all that. Decided to sink a whole bunch of money into a museum.
Okay.
Freaking phenomenal museum. The lobby actually has an architectural feature of these lights that drop up and down. It's the weirdest thing, man. You're sitting there and you're like,
I think I've seen a video of that. You're talking like an array of like 50 feet by 100 feet.
Yeah.
And there's light bulbs filling the whole thing, and they just move up and down and create different kind of like light sculpture effects and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That is wicked cool.
I walked into the lobby. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to like this place. They actually have an outdoor it's an indoor escalator, but it's encased in glass. So as you're going up, you're actually just looking outside.
Oh, cool.
Freaking cool, man. But they go into everything from paleontology into natural sciences. And it's just a fun museum. It's more geared for kids. I will say that ahead of time. But it's something that an adult would enjoy.
I feel bad because I wanted to include some more like not arboretums, but like natural, I don't know, stuff, but I didn't have a lot of that stuff on here. I haven't been to a ton. My last two are both Smithsonian museums. My second to last one is the Smithsonian Natural History Museum, mm-hmm. which I have been to. Opened in 1910.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Museum and National Mall was the first Smithsonian buildings constructed exclusively to hold the national collections and research facilities. The second most visited natural history museum behind England. The things that I remember about this were the Hope Diamond.
Yeah.
Back when I went to see it, you were looking through this like tiny glass peephole. It was really hard to see because you had to wait in line to look at the damn thing. And you could tell you were looking through like 6 inches of glass or something to look at. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the Diebold Corporation of Canton, Ohio built a new one that is all, you know, like a 360 degree view of this damn thing. So now tons of people can see it. The whale from the ceiling. It's just freaking amazing. The bug section is creepy as hell and yet fascinating. These, you know, Madagascar cockroaches that are like 3 to 4 inches long, cases of these things, just kind of mind-blowing. The one thing that sticks out most, and I think it was outside of the bug room, was they had a skeleton of a anaconda, the largest one that was ever caught. And the head of this thing was like 3-4 foot long. Like, this thing ate deer. It lived off of deer as its diet. It was just massive. It was just mind-boggling that a snake could get that big. So yeah, if you ever go, there's two things to go to if you ever get to the Smithsonian. That's number two. So
okay, I'm trying to find this, and I can't find it.
What are you looking for?
So I'm going to have to do this. all right. In Corpus Christi, Texas, there is an aircraft carrier called the USS Lexington. The USS Lexington is an actual museum. It is called the Blue Ghost Museum. I cannot find their website anywhere. But this is a World War II aircraft carrier that was turned into an educational aircraft carrier. And what they've done is turned it into a museum. So you get to walk through an actual aircraft carrier, seeing every area that the guys worked in throughout the years. The mess hall, everything. But on top of that, you get to experience all of the aspects of the Navy, because they have it there. They have a huge display of anti-mine warfare on the ship. Brick's still looking.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this thing. It's funny because you look it up on Google Maps and you can instantly see the ship.
Yeah.
Like docked right there. Corpus Christi Museum of Science and History. That ain't it.
I mean, I've tried everything. It's the only thing I haven't tried is the Blue Ghost Museum. Anyways, I have fabulous.
Science and History? No.
No, it doesn't come up. It was one of the best trips I've ever taken with Kristen. I actually have Kristen looking through the sight of a gun on the deck, looking like she's trying to kill me. Yeah. Anyways.
Wow, nothing. That's
all right.
Oh, dude, that's a like big ass carrier.
Yeah, it's huge. And the cool thing is that they actually have the hangar deck filled with stuff, but the flight deck's filled with stuff. And then you get to walk through the entire ship as if it was the real ship.
We got old Blue Angels jet fighter out there. Oh, God, what is that? Yeah, that is wicked cool. Cobra helicopter. There's a biplane on there. Good. There's a P-51 Mustang. Damn. USX Lexington Museum on the Bay.
It is a fabulous trip, and I think it was only like $15.
Oh, God. What is that? Oh, shit. Propeller Navy aircraft where the wings would fold up and it had like a V shape. The Black Sheep Squadron.
Yeah, that was the F4U Corsair.
Corsairs, yeah. They got a Corsair in there. That looks like a A-10.
Yeah, they have a little, yeah, they have the A-10. They have
Navy trainer.
They have the A-6s up there.
Damn, they got a lot of cool aircraft. Judas Priest.
And the admission is only $18.
Wow.
Totally worth it. A-5, the very first aircraft I ever worked on in the Navy, is on that flight deck.
Very nice.
So, that's my next one. I think you have one left.
I got one left. We're back in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian. It is the Air and Space Museum.
This was on my list, but I took it off because I knew you would have it.
Oh, yeah. So, my parents lived in Manassas when I was in third grade, maybe. So we took a couple trips into D.C., and we always did the Air and Space Museum. Later on in life, Carl and I actually took a road trip to visit Jeannie in Virginia. We stopped off in West Virginia, saw my grandparents, stopped off in D.C., and did the Air and Space Museum. I don't have a lot written down about this, but it was established in 1946. In 2018, the museum saw about 6.2 million visitors. That's the fifth most visited museum in the entire world, second most visited museum in the United States. This thing's just bloody amazing. Aircraft from just hanging from the rafters, spacecraft hanging from the rafters. I can't say enough about this place. If you ever go to DC and you got one stop, do this one. If you have any interest in aircraft whatsoever, it is just the coolest collection that you'll ever see. And stuff changes all the time. But I mean, I think one of the prototypes of the Wright Brothers aircraft is hanging from the ceiling. The aircraft that flew across the Atlantic originally is in there. You've got one of the original Saturn rockets is in there. They've got rockets and stuff outside also. It's just one of the coolest places ever to go to. It's definitely my number one want to go back to places of any museum ever. So that's my favorite.
Mine. The Henry Ford Museum.
Fuck, I've been there. Shit, I totally forgot about that. Up in Michigan. Yes. Dude, that place is huge.
Huge, massive, probably the best museum for anyone that is into anything that's industrial.
Anything automobile related? You got to go there.
Not just automobile related. You have the Allegheny Express there. The largest steam engine ever built.
I forgot about that. And this was probably, why were we up there? My mom took me. I had to be 10, 11 years old. So it's been a hot second.
So this museum houses more than, what was it, 532,000 1,000 square feet. Yeah, that's big.
That's a lot of square footages.
And the way that they have built this museum, it's built into sections. So you get to go through the mechanical, you get to go through all the stuff, but you also get to go through history on how people grew up back in the 1800s. Or, yeah, 1800s.
Yep.
It houses the first production line that he ever had. So you get to see how cars were originally made.
Yeah, the first actual, because back in the day they were all hand built. You had like four guys working on a car in a spot. This was the first actual production line where they were rolling down and he did their thing, and then they rolled down to the next guy and they did their thing. It's what put Henry Ford on the map. I remember now, my mother and I took a trip all the way up through Michigan. We went up to the Upper Peninsula, Sault Ste. Marie, went across the, yeah, that's why we were up there. Okay, it's all coming back to me now.
Oh, yeah.
Dearborn, Michigan.
Dearborn, Michigan. Basically, all of Dearborn anymore is like a Ford village. But great museum. Please go see it. All right, that was my last one.
It has an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
God damn.
Got it. It has a 61 Lincoln Continental, which John F. Kennedy, the assassination Continental. Oh, dear God. Rocking chair from Ford's Theater that Abraham Lincoln was sitting in when he was shot. Holy cow. Yeah, this is bizarre. Igor Sikorsky's prototype helicopter. The Fokker tri-motor that flew over the North Pole. Good Lord. Yeah, it's been a long, long time. There it is. Chesapeake, Ohio Railway 2666 Allegheny Class Steam Locomotive. Apparently the first Toyota Prius is there, too. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, if 40 years ago it was cool, it's got to be even cooler now. Yep, definitely a must-see. Alrighty, we have made it to the end of our list. Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Brick laughs.
Laughs. I don't have to take a break. He's got to take a break.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Of walking in your shoes.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Billy Myers.
Billy Myers.
Okay.
Oh, God, I love this song. So, I guess it bothered me.
Scott's perturbed now. He was excited before, and now he's perturbed.
Well, here's the thing. If you don't want to use me as a lighting designer, that's fine. Call me. Let me know.
But to find out from a newspaper article is kind of cheap. Oh, well, you know, okay, so this is kind of like, was it the bass player, the drummer for Billy Joel found out he wasn't touring with him when he read the lineup for Billy Joel's tour? The guy had been with him for like 23 years.
Yeah.
And read in a newspaper that, oh, Billy Joel is going out and tour, and here's the lineup of all the artists, and he ain't on it.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You deserve it. You can do two or three more, and you're good.
My wife, props master for the same company, who I just looked at, and she said, I'd never fucking work for them again.
Bless her heart. That's why you married her.
My mentor, or my protege, Kyle, who I just texted, said, I'll never fucking work for him again. So you've just lost three people. Enjoy yourself. Main Stage Irving at the Irving Arts Center. Fucking A. Just have the balls to call me.
Yeah.
You know what? If you would have called me, I would have sat back and went, I don't give a fuck. I'm retired.
My man. So where did she find out this tidbit of information? Was it in a paper?
She found it online.
Oh, geez.
I may have
to now. Play. Now, okay, hold on. Now,
I may have it to could, play Nine Inch Nails next.
Now, hold on. This could be just a, if it's on a website and they don't update their website, it could just be an update mistake. You don't know for sure. I would call and find out and just verify.
Since nobody's answered my text in the past hour.
It's 9 o'clock at night. Come on. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no. No, trust me. They didn't. They asked me to do the show 6 months ago, and they put out the cast list as well as everyone else just the other day. Bruce Coleman, you can my
you have to edit that out. There we go. 2:45.
There is no editing that out because I don't fucking care anymore.
Well, we're gonna put it in there just in case. So were you might go, eh, maybe.
Yeah, no. No, because I don't care. I manage again. Of course now. I don't care. Y'all, because... Oh, yeah. I was about to say something that I would have cared about.
Hey, oh, man.
Hey, good night tonight. I had fun.
Yeah, it was fun kind of taking a walk down memory lane with some of those places. I'd forgotten all about the Henry Ford Museum. Good God. But it was a long time ago. Yeah.
What the hell is this? This is something that you sent me.
Oh. This is a proper sea shanty.
What the hell you say?
Be all right. Make it round the horn.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not in the mood for it, and it's cool. Throw down some trench if you got it lined up, baby.
Oh, this is a great song.
Yeah.
I actually love this song.
Is it Heaven 17? If you need a
friend. When in Rome.
Yes, that's right.
You know in the end. Oh my God. Hey, everyone. I'll always be there. We're going to be in Put-in Bay. September 18th. Through the 21st. It's going to be a good time. Come on out. Join us. We might actually do interviews this year.
We're going to try.
I actually have the interviews from last year. And I think next week, before we get into the stupid shit that we're going to do. We may play those.
And then we can see how much better we get.
And then we have Drunk Fest Part 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Drunk Fest Part 2 is next week. Oh, my God. I am so not looking forward to this.
Now, is next week the one where we're picking all our favorite clips and drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you laugh, you must
you drink.
And I'm sorry, Burke, but you're going to have to actually drink.
Might be sake. I'm not quite sure.
It's bourbon. Everyone's doing bourbon.
I go to the grocery store and get the 40 proof stuff.
I'm so not looking forward to this. Hey, we gotta thank everyone that's a part of this. Bob Kanza, Ballsies. Yes, everyone, please remember Ballsies. The best trimmer I've ever had on my balls.
You haven't gotten any blood yet, huh?
No, none.
Beautiful.
None. Come on down, golf.
That's someplace.
Favorite place in Dallas.
Costs about $70-ish for greens fees. You can figure it out.
Hey, the name of the company that I work for is.
I will send you to Jesus.
What the hell you say? I will send you to Jesus.
I didn't have any drops tonight.
That's all right. You got the important ones. That's all that counts.
Hey, everyone, we love you listening to us. We're crazy. We know. Come on by. I just had a microphone fall off the table.
Oh, man down.
I think we need to do a music show here soon.
Okay.
We haven't done one in a while.
I think Prince might have been the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been a while. Yeah.
I'm thinking. I'm just kind of thinking that we need to do something here. Hang on.
We'll check out the list and come up with something exciting for you all.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like a vamp.
Do you know what that is?
That's the end of the show.
That means I'm going to go outside, smoke, and drink a lot. Oh,
you're done, dude.
I've already done that. All right. All right, everyone. DavisandDavisShow.com.
And for all your merch needs, please go to TheDavisandDavisShow.com.
Hey, we will see you all later.
Be good to yourselves, and we'll talk to you soon.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.